Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Turn your living room into a joyful, hands-free playroom with Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ. Your child sings, moves, and learns right alongside JJ and friends, all on the big screen. It's designed thoughtfully to spark speech, rhythm, and coordination through songs and active play. Try an ad-free, safe, and interactive way to make screen time part of their learning and growth. Parents love how easy it is, voice-controlled and frustration-free. Kids love every moment of singing, laughing, and playing along. It's fun for them, and it's feel-good for you. Available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Just search Volley in your TV's app store and start your free trial of Cocomelon, Sing and Play with JJ today. That's Cocomelon, Sing and Play with JJ. Available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Search Volley and start your free trial today.
Volley.
This is
powered by Riverside
FM, where
FM.
The kids do the talking.
Yeah, a lot.
Funny story. I was going to the store one day, and I needed to know where the potatoes were, right? So I asked the person where the potatoes, and she said, right there, right in front of me. And I was like, of course they are. I can never find anything for dear life. Then I asked where the carrots are, right? And then I get the carrot, I ask her, where's the carrot? She's like, right next to the potatoes. And I'm like, of course again. And then I was like, where's the lettuce? And she said, down the hall. I went down the hall, and I couldn't find it. So I went back to her, and she said, kids talk too much. Four kids in front of a microphone. Dun, 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 dun. Four kids had an idea. They are the idea. Everything in style, with a smile, because we're being wild. Poor kids talk too much. Kids talk too much. This is Kids Talk Too Much, where kids do the talking. Today, we're going to do Foodie, Pollen Gold Foodies, Part 2. Yeah. We're going to go with Farmer Boys right now, just to get everything kicking off early and fast.
Food.
Yeah, food. Okay, so Adrian, I have Adrian here with me, myself, Julian. Adrian is my little brother, and I'm doing a podcast with him, of course. Episode. But yeah, same thing. Adrian, what is your favorite
order? The burger.
From Farmer Boys. What is your favorite order from Farmer Boys?
That burger. What'd I you, already told you.
What do you like on the burger? You want what? Like, seriously. Adrian. What do you want?
Tomato, lettuce, ketchup, mustard. It's definitely not lame at all.
Very lame. And lame and boring. Okay, if you're not going to ask me, I'm just going to ask myself, Julian, what do you want? Oh, that's a good thing for asking me, Julian. I'm going to want a double-double. This is not In-N-Out. A double-double with no pickles, yes, lettuce, yes, bacon, if there is bacon, I love bacon, and yes, cheese, yes, grilled onions.
Extra tomatoes.
Zero tomatoes.
Very much tomatoes. Overflowing with tomatoes.
Yeah, no tomatoes at all.
Overflowing with tomatoes.
Zero tomatoes.
It's over flowing with tomatoes.
No tomatoes. And then cheese. Of course, I love some cheese. Buns extra, extra toasted. It may even be burnt if needed. And then, now what's on this list? We have Five Guys. I don't think there's a Five Guys everywhere around the world, but there's definitely some here in LA, and I think most of California. And, Adrian, what do you get?
No.
Of course, he gets a hot dog with
very lame stuff
like
mustard, ketchup, and tomato. That's all.
How about onions? Don't you like onions?
No, I don't like them on a hot dog.
Okay, fine. I'll get the burger. This is a single patty. It's way too much. Single patty with probably ketchup, lettuce, buns extra toasted. And the fries there. The fries are delicious. And no tomato. No tomato at all. And no pickles. Yeah, no pickles. Just want to make sure. Yeah, no pickles. Did you want fries on anything?
No, I don't like fries at all.
Oh, yeah.
Only when they're homemade, not from fast food.
Fast food are the best.
Sorry to hurt your feelings if you own a fast food place.
Okay, so we're gonna take a break with the fast food, and we're gonna do
desserts. Dawn.
Right dawn. After Askeladdle. So we're gonna ask a lot. Askeladdle is also a creature. Just want to make sure.
Axolotl.
Yeah. Okay. Our Askeladdle question.
Wait, just to make this sure, I own Askeladdle. I partnershiping with him.
Yeah, whatever. But we're doing Askeladdle, and our question is, what group is an armadillo in? Like cows live in herds? Birds live in flocks. So what is an Askeladdle? Okay, no. We have you back.
You said ask.
Oh, I did? Well, what is... did I say Askeladdles? I think I did. Okay, whatever.
What are
armadillos?
In a herd.
No, it's not a herd.
It's not a flock.
It's not a flock. It's not a herd. Yeah, I think I already said that. It is a...
Rock and roll.
It is a roll.
Not a rock.
Not a rock. It's just rolls. They live in rolls. Maybe up to 4 armadillos will be considered a roll. But if you said litter, you're not wrong. Because the baby armadillos are also known as litters. At least they need to have at least 3 armadillo babies in
a
litter.
You're turning this good and fun podcast into Nature Day. You're gonna worse that right now.
Adrian's complaining that it's too much learning. Okay, let's get back to food.
Right, wait, actually, you need more nature, actually. Actually less.
Okay, so we're gonna do more nature. About the armadillos, of course. Armadillos have hard shells to protect them from animals.
And they're in Minecraft.
And they're in Minecraft, yeah. And
they're really cute in Minecraft.
And they live in hot places like Africa. Sometimes in India. They live near there.
A savanna.
The savannas.
And in Minecraft, a savanna.
Same thing. And, armadillos don't have that many predators because their big, large shell covers them up. So they don't really get eaten all the time. They eat on grass, weeds, or sometimes small plants.
Like?
Like.
Grass.
Like
grass
leaves. Just like leaves.
Grass.
Grass.
Grass. grass. And also grass.
And grass. And,
more grass.
Yeah. let's get back to desserts. So,
yummy.
The best part of the day, the desserts, the sweets.
The hot dogs.
Not the hot dogs. So, we're going to start off with... We're gonna go on with Cinnabon. Cinnabon. Sorry, I call it Cinnabon's a word. But it's called Cinnabon. But I like
Cinnabon. Touch your little buns.
They're cinnamon rolls. They're delicious, by the way.
You should eat some.
Yeah, they're delicious. But they will make everybody hyper that eats one.
Yes. But, including Julian and me.
Yeah.
Wait. Can I hear your hands a little harder?
Sure. Ow, 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 ow. Stop. And Cinnabons are really delicious. They are just delicious. We get the big one and share it. Sadly, we have to share nowadays. Sadly. Cinnabon's roar is delicious. Absolutely delicious.
It's not Cinnabon's away. It's Cinnabon.
It's in a bun.
Oh.
No, Cinnabon. No, Cinnabon.
No, you told me it was Cinnabon.
Yeah, I thought it was Cinnabon, okay?
Oh.
Okay. Now we're going to go with the best ice cream place, Baskin Robbins.
Really? That's the best?
I think it is. It's delicious. What ice cream do you get? Wait, am I confusing Baskin Robbins? I think it's ice cream, right?
Yeah, I think it is. Wait, is it?
I think it might be, actually.
There's...
Yeah, it is. Okay. What flavor do you get, Adrian?
Rocky Road, always Rocky Road, if there's Rocky Road, or chocolate, or vanilla.
You heard him. I really like sundaes, but too much ice cream.
Yes, I love.
If I could get one, I would get the cookies and cream, also known as vanilla with Oreo, in most places. And then put chocolate syrup, no whipped cream, and I like the chocolate syrup, delicious. And we have Adrian here playing with a stuffy, of course he is, running around. That's what you hear. And Adrian just hitting his stuffy pretty bad. Oh, okay, just stop. Adrian. And now we're going to do Dunkin' Donuts.
Donuts.
What donut do you like?
Every donut. Except spicy ones. If there is spicy ones.
Spicy ones. The jalapeno donuts. Get it now. It's at the impossible level of spice. But there's no spice in it. And if you don't want that, get the ghost pepper. The most spiciest pepper in the world. Level easy. Trust me, I thought that spicy. It's not that spicy. It's only the spiciest pepper in the world.
Oh, what's the hardest one? Water dope.
So yeah, anything about the ghost pepper donut. If anybody has it, please give Adrian a try. Adrian.
Or splatted Joanne's nose.
No, we do not do that. Because, funny story here, when I was really young, my dad was harvesting peppers.
Ghost peppers!
They weren't ghost peppers, luckily. He touched a pepper and then scratched his nose.
And his nose was on fire!
Yes, somebody's nose is on fire. He gets a glass of milk and just dumps it on his face.
That's so funny.
And he had to do that 20 times. And it was a jalapeno, not even a spicy pepper.
Yeah.
Jalapeno. So, we feel really bad for him. But, it was hilarious.
Jinx, go in water.
Darn.
Hey, you can't say bad words, brother.
Darn is not a bad word.
Yes, it is. Darn. And you said it again.
Darn.
Okay, so,
just testing my ooh what.
Yeah. That did a lot. If you haven't seen me, I've been writing all my stuff with totally normal pen. Like, when I say totally normal, I do not mean totally normal.
It's
like one of the funniest things.
You press a poop emoji comes out.
And I did it to my friend, and I made it levitate, and one literally fell out of the chair. I was like, and I just pressed the button, but looked like I used a force from the Jedi. And I opened it, and of course, one of my friends, Jaden, of course, fell, because he always does. Goes crazy if something happens. And very dramatic.
Wait, so listen to this. Like this.
Oh! And you're like, what?
It falling down.
And then they talk. And then, as dramatic as he was, yes, how did you do that? Teach me. I'll give you $1,000. And then he immediately regretted it. So I didn't teach him. So he never knows. Unless he's listening to this podcast. You'll never know.
Wait, if you're Jaden, don't delete that part from your mind.
Yeah. What other places are we missing?
Hot dogs.
No.
The big five.
The what?
The big five.
What do you mean? What's the big five?
Five guys.
Wait, did you,
what did you think it was?
Well, sorry. Did you like fries? Why don't you like fries?
Tell us.
Because at the fast food places, they're not crunchy enough.
I like seasoned fries from Jack in the Box.
But sorry, we already talked about that.
Boom.
Talked about what?
Jack in the Box.
Oh, yeah, we did. In our last episode, we did.
Crumble cookies!
Oh, crumble cookies. Of course, crumble cookies are delicious. What's your favorite cookie? Actually, what is it?
I have no favorite cookie. All the cookies are great.
I like the,
the normal chocolate chip? Or
no, I just... Yeah, just the normal chocolate chip. What type of cake do you like, Adrian?
Ice cream cake.
What flavor of cake on that?
Ice cream cake.
What flavor of ice cream?
Rocky Road.
What flavor of cake?
Rocky Road.
I don't think that's a cake flavor.
Yeah, this is ice cream cake. Boom, it is.
I'm making it up here.
He was doing my trick that I made Jenna fall off. Oh, sure.
Up here.
Yeah.
Oh,
it literally blew his mind. Okay, for my favorite.
Now, Magic with Adrian.
So, my
magic
favorite.
Magic with Adrian, let's do it. Sing him down.
Oh, he's running through a wild man.
Okay, Magic with Adrian. Think of any number from 1 to 1,000. It's one of the numbers 9. The end.
So Adrian said, pick a number through 1 to 10. Okay.
No, 1 through 1,000. Million.
1 through 1,000. Million. That's not a number, but 1 through a million. 1,000. It's going to be 1 through 1,000. It's going to be 1 to 2 and continuously until you get to 1,000. Bang, we read your mind.
Yeah, to count. No, actually, the magic trick is... Okay, pick a number from 1 to 1,000. I can't hear you, so I'm gonna keep going. Multiply that number by 5. Ask your parent if you don't know how to multiply.
Then
multiply by 2. Ask your parent again if you don't know how to multiply. Well, if you just remember it right now, I don't know how that would happen. Okay. After you do that,
subtract 1.
Subtract 1. Is one of the numbers 9? If I'm right, give me $1 million.
False information.
Just kidding.
All you have to do is follow. Just follow and subscribe. And give us a like and comment down what our next question for Ask a Lotto should be. Okay.
Okay, wait. Actually, I have a good one.
What?
What is the thing for Kung Fu Pandas?
Yeah, he wants to do Kung Fu Panda. He wants to do what Kung Fu Panda's groups live in. I'm like, is a panda even a thing? I think it is, but is it Kung Fu Panda? Like, what is even Kung Fu? Is it just karate? But, going back to the cake thing, I really like, because I don't want to be left out, I really like lemon and vanilla.
He likes lemon hot dogs.
No, I don't. It was disgusting.
Lemon cake hot dogs.
Yeah. So it's a very sad day when you learn what a hot dog is, trust me. Aiden doesn't know yet, and I do. Very sad.
What?
The day you learn what a hot dog is made out of. Very sad. Don't even think about it.
Beef.
Yeah.
Cows. Those beautiful cows. Low cute baby cows.
Okay.
Those cute baby cows.
And I really like lemon, vanilla, and then get the...
I like confetti.
Oh, yeah. Adrian loves confetti.
And I love interrupting people.
yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
Blah, 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 blah.
What? Adrian. We need to decide what frosting goes on cupcakes.
Vanilla, obviously.
What is it?
Vanilla, obviously.
Vanilla or chocolate?
Vanilla.
Good job. A+.
Can you stop by here?
Sure. I thought. Okay. We don't have any more dessert places in mind. So, this concludes our episode of Kids Talk Too Much. Ow! That really hurts. Please give a like, subscribe, comment down down below what our next Ask a Lotto should be, or pick what our topic should be. We'll see you next time on Kids Talk Too Much.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.